Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Receipts. I'm Jenny, and we're here with producer Andrew.
Hello, it's me, producer Andrew.
We are still quarantining. I'm now in Arizona, recording this live from my boyfriend Jeffrey's childhood bedroom where he was raised. Truly sitting on the bed where he grew up. So
it is crazy. There's no personality at all in this room whatsoever.
It's a little bland. There's some camp stuff behind me. But
yeah, that you're just like covering.
Yeah. Otherwise, it is very much a boy room, and
it's like the basic idea of a room.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's 100% a room. You cannot look at this and not say it's a room. So
you simply can't.
You simply cannot. So that's what it is. And I'm loving Arizona. I'm honestly feeling so much better than when I was in Michigan. Although shout out to my Michigan family, I do love you guys. You're just a lot.
Do they listen?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
But I do love them. It was getting to be a lot of beer pong. And, you know, tonally, I just wasn't feeling okay with that considering the state of the world. And now I'm mostly doing a lot of crafting. So
that's so nice.
It feels good. It's very quaint. So, Andrew. How are you? What's going on?
I'm doing well. I'm biking a lot recently, and I got a city bike membership. I feel like a lot of people, as it turned out, recently got a city bike membership, and it is like actually not a bad deal.
Okay.
This is not sponsored by any means.
It could be
city bike. Are you listening? But yeah, I think it's like $150 for a year of unlimited 45-minute bike rides.
Okay. Wow.
And how
actually,
they get
you work is for City Bike though.
What?
You work for City Bike.
I work for City Bike, yes. Okay. No, but I'm about to I want to reveal like the downside though, which I do not work for City Bike.
Mm-hmm.
How they get you is if you go every minute you go over the 45 minutes, they charge you 15 cents. And that could really add up if
Jeez.
Which I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's definitely annoying. You can't take a longer bike ride than 45 minutes.
It kind of is the end of the world, though. I just want to. Yeah, my counterpoint
I'd say
is
so.
It kind of is the end of the world.
in frame of everything else going on, I think this is actually the end of the world. Yeah.
So what do? You just like go find a random bike rack and you just rack it up before you take it again on your hour long bike ride?
So I've been cheating the system a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll take a bike, I will bike 45 minutes up the Hudson River, find a port there, and then bike back 45 minutes.
Wow.
And it doesn't cost any extra.
I love it.
It's like annoying to like, okay, we're talking way too much about City Bike now.
Okay.
I'm over it.
And we're embarrassed.
I want to say humble. Yeah.
I love that you're a city biker though. It's not something I would have imagined.
I wouldn't have imagined it either. Bikes in the city, to me, for the longest time, have been really threatening and a really awful idea. So
I want you to stay safe, though. You're wearing a helmet?
No.
No?
No, I'm not wearing a helmet. I'm only on the bike path.
I know,
so.
But shit could happen anywhere. Also, bike helmets are the original masks, you know?
Here's the thing, and this is going to sound like a lie. I do have a helmet arriving tomorrow.
Oh, great. Okay, that's good.
Yeah. But I was not wearing a helmet for like 2 months.
Okay, but I'm happy you're going to wear a helmet. I'm happy you've made it the 2 months, but I'm just nervous. I feel a little bit like a mom. I'm like, no biking without a helmet, no going outside without a mask, you know, yeah. No sex with condoms. We love that.
Yeah, but the people, oh my God, I'm talking about city bike again. but the people biking city bikes on the Hudson River Park, whatever, bikeway, the people riding city bikes aren't wearing helmets for some reason. It's only the people like with actual bikes that are wearing helmets, which I think is odd. And I'm not looking forward to like in a few days riding a city bike with a helmet because I don't know what that sort of implies about me.
I think it says that you are forethinking and cautious and you care about your brains. I think
that's true.
I think you care about your brain juices. I think that's what it says.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I also, I just like normal, the city bike doesn't mean that it's not a bike. Like, just because it says city on the front doesn't mean it's also just a normal bike, you know? Like, you need a mic no matter what kind of bike. You need a microphone. Oh, my God. A helmet. No matter what yes. kind of bike you're on, in my opinion. But.
Yeah.
So you had a wild thing happen to you, though. What's the wild thing?
I know.
Do you want to talk about it?
Truly continued seeking so much right now.
I love it.
Okay, so any longtime listeners of the pod, remember, like months ago, there's this guy that just said that he was going to come over,
mm-hmm.
And just like completely out of the blue. He's
famously the guy who ruined your day.
He ruined my day by saying like I'm coming over, and I was like, that's really hot of you to say. We have met up like probably 5 times. And every time that I did meet up with him, he did, like, destroy a piece of me, and not the hot way.
He's a Horcrux for you?
Yeah. And so, this morning, probably around, like, 10:30 a.m., he messages me, I'm coming over.
What? Does he not
know
about the pandemic?
News travels really slow around New York. Let me tell you that, yeah.
Okay.
And then like an hour goes by. I didn't open up the message. I was like, I don't even want to entertain this. Mm-hmm. And then like an hour later, I get a message. I'm here. And he sends a video of himself and he's outside of my apartment.
No.
And I'm like, I literally just say to him like, no, like you're not coming in.
No.
This is not okay. I think it's so fucking weird. And then I was like scared that someone in my building was going to like
right.
see him like it. And then he would just, like, walk in and then knock on my apartment door. Terrified. So
yeah.
I did not leave my apartment for, like, the next 2 hours just out of fear that he would just, like, be out there.
Yeah.
I think it is important to bring up again that he is, like, the hottest person that you could possibly even think of.
It
is very hot.
To say that.
Yeah.
Like, what's horrible about all of this is that he's very hot.
And I think that's ultimately, like, what's driving the psychotic behavior
right.
is that he knows that he's hot, and I think he's, like, expecting to just, like, walk into anybody's apartment during a pandemic
right.
Just for, like, a blowjob. I'm just like,
no,
not today.
Not today.
But he has done exactly that, like, the last 4 times, so.
Oh, my God. This guy, honestly, he needs a little bit of self-awareness. I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, no one is that hot. No one is that hot that you can just show up.
Yeah, no, it worked a few times before, but not anymore.
Okay. But
the pandemic was really the final straw for me.
Straw.
Yeah.
I think that's fair, though. I think, you know, COVID-19 should be preventative for any hot person out there who's like, I'm just going to do whatever I want. No, you're not.
Crazy. Yeah. And I feel like he just ultimately probably went to someone else's apartment and got what he needed today.
Okay.
But
Andrew,
yeah.
This guy is so hot and it pains me.
He's the hottest person.
It pains me because you're the best and I'm just like, I want you to be texting someone who is like gonna ask you if they can come over.
Wouldn't that be you?
That's what I want
for you. That's
what I want. You know?
And yet, it's not the reality we live in. How was that story? I feel like I entirely gassed it up.
No, that was fully as wild as I thought it was going to be when you told
okay,
me
great.
You had a story. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a reoccurring character.
Oh, for sure.
On the pod. We've heard about him before. He's...
And my sex dreams, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My dreams are all about Pokemon right now. Sometimes sex dreams
Wait,
too,
what?
But like, I'm a Pokemon trainer. I keep having dreams that I'm a Pokemon trainer because I'm addicted to Pokemon Sword and Shield. And, like, it's truly hot to me also to have, like, really active and intense Pokemon. And, like, be a sick trainer. Like, I am the champion right now in my version of the game, so.
Are you attracted to any of the trainers in the game?
Yes. Surprisingly, they were designed very sexy. They all have, like, really fun, cool haircuts and, like, great style and, like dragons. And I'm like, how am I not, like, interested in this? And also my rival is very cute. The rival in the game is designed very cute.
Fuck.
And just the fact that we're competitive with each other is also hot, you know?
So. For sure. Yeah. So does he usually win or?
No, I always win.
Oh, okay, cool.
As it should be.
I'm sure that's really hot for him.
Yeah, it's gotta be. For the bot in the game, he's like, wow, I'm feeling it too. Yeah.
His non-playable character is really wet right now. Yeah.
Absolute. Oh my god. And I think that has to be our segue to introducing our really exciting and wonderful guest who you've heard his voice before on the podcast because he is the writer of our very fun and catchy theme song. And aside from that, he's also a star, one of the funniest comedians out there today. He makes me die with laughter anytime I see him do any of his original songs. So please get super excited for Dylan Adler.
Receipts with Jenny. She keeps the receipts, she keeps the evidence. Receipts. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Wow.
Live singing. First time on the pod.
Wow. Yeah, oh my god. Thank you guys so much for having, like, when you were talking about the hot gay who that, like, lit a fire in me. I was so angry because, like, I see on TikTok, like, these model gay, like, these, like, model, like, white gays are just, like, doing the bare minimum on TikTok. They do not even funny stuff, and then they get, like, a million followers because they're so hot. And, like, it's the world affirming, like, oh, because I'm hot, I can do anything, which is very frustrating. I was, like, thinking about that.
No, he's made a TikTok before that, like, I've thought at length about. Yeah.
Yeah.
A TikTok that haunts you.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
God.
Sorry, I had to get that off my chest, but
that's so
thank
important.
You for having me.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to have you. So, Dylan, how is your quarantine? Where are you? What's going on?
I'm in New York. I'm in Manhattan, unfortunately, in the middle of it. It's been really intense recently because there was, like, the queer rally that was really, really inspiring and really good. But then there was, like, police, you know, the pride, which was peaceful, was met with, like, police brutality. And it was like I just happened to be, like, where it was happening, so I kind of freaked out.
Yeah.
And then there was a girl who was literally, like, shoved to the ground, stepped on by the police and pepper sprayed, and, like, it was just, like, oh, God, it was just a terrible, I mean, like,
that's so
they,
fucked up.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is why the police need to be defunded. And it was during the, like, anniversary of Stonewall, which was, like, the riots. And, like, they're literally, like, you know, being violent to queer people peacefully protesting. So it was just, it was so fucked.
It's so fucked. I just don't understand how the police are continuing to brutalize protesters when the protest is about police brutality. It's like,
yes,
our point is proven. Our point, when
point,
like,
yeah,
how
point
are
proven
you,
yeah, and police, there's so much justification of, like, if you don't, like, if you follow the rules, then they were being peaceful. There was nothing, there was, like, no violence occurring to, like, justify the police, like, retaliating in that way.
Right. It's like, who are they even protecting? Like,
exactly.
Who is it, who the fuck is it for? I watched the documentary Do Not Resist this week. It's on Amazon. You do have to rent it. So it's not
yes, you have to pay that money. I paid that Amazon Prime money for movies I really want to watch.
Okay. So I did. It was a rental. I did pay $4 to see it. And actually, Jeffrey's parents did. So thank you. But what's wild about it is they talk about how the military, it's about the militarization of the police force. And how the military really just wants to continue to spend money on new gadgets. So they just kind of hand me down all their shit to the police.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it's so ingrained. It's so systematic. It's like, the police don't need this military grade stuff. Tear gas is illegal in war. It's illegal in war. So why are you using it in Brooklyn? Why are you like on your own people?
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Yeah. Same.
We're mad.
I mean, that, like, exactly everything you're saying, and it's just been a big, intense time that's really important, and I hope when the decision comes on Tuesday that New York decides to defund the police, but we'll see.
I hope so. I think everyone is pretty much... Most of the council members are on board with at least $1 billion in cuts, but it's like, why aren't we asking for more? I'm just like,
$1 billion out of $11 billion. Yeah, like really? That's just like a slice.
Like really? And like there are other aspects of the budget where police are involved that are just kind of sneaky. And I'm like, I don't know. I think schools could use $6 billion.
Schools, services to help like really like vulnerable, like people who are vulnerable in the population,
the homeless,
or to like
like
the homeless that could help people, like that could be going to Corona research, that could be going to, I don't know, it's just so, it's so like,
I don't want to pay for rubber bullets and like overtime fees that like it's not, and I pay taxes. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm not committing tax fraud.
Yeah. I am. No, just kidding. Okay.
And he revealed it on the pod.
I am. Come for me. No, just...
Have you been calling council members? I call them and, like, I'm only a constituent, right, for, like, 3 of them. So then I call them and I just say, for fun for me, I say that I have an ex-boyfriend in their district. I'm like, I spend a lot of time in your district because I have an ex-boyfriend there, so.
Oh, my God. I've called council members, but I use my real name. But I really should say it's like, hey, I'm, I don't know, Lin-Manuel Moran, or just like with someone really important. I don't know.
Yeah. I love it. Because, I mean, I don't want them to ask for my zip code. So I'm just like, this is why I care about your district. But I've lost my debit card in every single district, so. Like, all of them should be working for me.
So you are New York.
Absolute. So you're in New York City, and okay, how is dating going right now?
Oh my God. So basically I was dating this one guy kind of before quarantine. We went on we went on 5 dates. Mm-hmm. We didn't establish that we were exclusive, but we went on like a couple dates and I really liked him. And then quarantine happened. We texted and then he kind of dropped off. Like, you know, I was like texting more often. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess this is over. And then, he texted me like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been terrible. Do you want to call? And like, we called and we were like, okay, let's go on a date in Brooklyn. And I wanted to tell him, I was like, hey, you know, it's okay. I've ghosted people before and ghosting happens. And if you're just not interested, that's okay. Just let me know so it doesn't drag out. And he was like, no, I still want to. And so a week ago we went to Central Park.
Okay.
And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good, we social distanced. It was like a nice date. And then at the end he was like, so, like, what do you think about, like, going on more dates? And I was like, well, I am interested. I would love to go on more dates. Yeah. And I was like, what about you? And he was like, I don't know, I just want you to know that long distance to me is weird, and I've been hurt by long distance, which I get, and I like under. But I'm also like, we're not long distance. No. I'm like, we're in the city together, and we were supposed to walk to the subway to the one train together. But he saw the A, and he was like, I think that's your train. I was like,
My god.
I guess this is my train. Oh, and no. Then I left. And, like, I was so upset because, like, I literally started to, like, get feelings on that date. I was, like, you know, I was kind of feeling them a little bit, but I really started to feel them. And so, like, that was a terrible subway ride home. And I'm still so salt. I'm still really bitter about it.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
A lot of questions. But first question being, did you let him know that, like, you take the A train or...
I let him know. I was like, the A train is an option, but then he said the one train is an option. He was like, I can take the one train. I was like, oh, like, I can take the one train because it's like, it's not that far for me too. So I offered that when we were walking. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, yeah, I can take the one train. But then like we saw and he saw the A, he was like, I guess this is your train.
And with so this was already just, after like you already had like not the best conversation.
Yeah, this was after. Yeah, this was after the bad conversation.
Fuck! I hate that.
Yeah,
that sucks. So
no,
bad.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm angry. Yeah. Because I don't know. It just felt like I told him even beforehand. Like, you know, if you're unsure or if you don't want to, like, really, like. Just let me know so we can nip it in the bud.
Yeah, but he didn't have to go on the date. If he didn't want
it. We didn't have to go on the date. So I was just very upset. And also in 2020, I vowed to not date another white person. And he's white!
Ah!
So it's like, once again, fuck. And it's like, after this, never again. So I don't know. I'm just like, it's extra charge.
Yeah.
Wow. You have so much range.
Yeah.
Thank you. That singing. Was falsetto.
Yeah. You're singing, you're screaming.
Yeah.
That was an
85.
I caught that. how many dates did you go on before quarantine?
We went on like five. We went on five dates before quarantine.
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of
in the span of how long?
In the span of like a month and a half.
Okay, that's
good.
A lot. Yeah, that's really
good.
Yeah,
so it was a lot. Yeah, it was good, and like I was like kind of like yeah, kind of like this guy. Mm-hmm. I think he's, but like it was this day where I really was like, oh, like I feel like I could really like this guy, and then like it was like a stab in the heart. Like it was just like, so yeah, I'm really mad.
Yeah.
I like vented to my brother for like 2 hours and he was like, oh my god, yeah, fuck him, for my poor brother.
You so, saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, fuck him. I agree. Because I just am like, you truly are not long distance. You could do as many social distance dates as you want to. And like, and the other thing is like, I don't know, you don't necessarily have to be social distanced if you become exclusive eventually.
That part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the math.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm really, but the strange thing is, like, I was also, like, happy because I haven't felt feelings for another person, like, 3 years. So I was, like, happy that it's, like, oh, my God, I can actually feel feelings for someone. I don't, like, get feelings very easily. So it's, like.
Yeah.
I'm like not a cold-hearted stone bitch.
Absolutely not. You're capable
of
so much.
Yeah. So I was like happy I could feel feelings, but also like upset that I was feeling them for someone who like didn't reciprocate. Mm.
Ugh.
Yeah.
100%.
And I was also angry about white supremacy. So it's just like a buildup. It was a buildup.
Yeah, there's a lot on that. There's there's a lot going in. I just feel like...
Yeah.
And what a waste of your time, too. I hate that. Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but I'm sure he did have a good time.
Yeah.
And you did as well. I mean, you can't look at all
that.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And one good thing, I recorded the song Send in the Clowns.
Mm-hmm.
And I really got emotional, and it's probably the best recording of Send in the Clowns I've ever sang. And I listened to it. I'm like, oh my God, he's really feeling. So that's something that
that's
good that came out of it.
It went
from
into
the movie
art.
Joker.
No, the movie. It's from the Sondheim musical, The Little Night Music.
Yeah,
I think it's actually from Joker first.
Oh, you're right. No, it was Joaquin Phoenix actually wrote it first.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Yeah, that's basically my whole fucking situation.
Wow. So, are you feeling like you want to date again, or?
Actually, yeah, I'm feeling like yes, I am down to keep dating. And I was going to the protests, mm-hmm. and you know the protests are very inspirational. And also, like, it's so hot mm-hmm. seeing like it's. I'm also very turned on by. Activists and the activism, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like it's hot.
Yeah.
To see the, I don't know, there isn't it. There's something
yes.
about it. Have you been to the like marches?
Not really,
yes.
because well, that's good. Not me, because I'm in Arizona, so
oh,
I'm
yeah.
staying inside. I don't trust anyone in the state. We are number one in COVID cases. We are like absolutely best in the country in terms of per capita COVID cases. So.
Oh no!
I'm not leaving
the
house. It's okay.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I'm like so lucky to have a nice house, and
yeah.
But I agree that even like activism on social media is hot. Like it's hot to see people who want to make things better and have strong opinions.
Yes.
And
yes.
Are well spoken.
I agree.
I love it.
Yeah. No, like during the marches, I was looking around. It's like I would. Fuck all of you. Like, this is the protesting for change. Like, it's very, and like the speakers at the events, I'm like, oh my God, marry me. So
okay.
It's like you command the space. So I, yeah, basically
yeah.
Those have been my, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm down to date.
I feel like there's a way to flirt at a protest.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like that's possible.
I'm trying to like figure out like what is like a meet cute at a protest, you know?
like matching signs. Oh my God!
Like,
our signs.
The same marker? Yeah.
I saw your sand mural. Right there. I just really I see it happening. I was at the Occupy and people were talking about it. I was talking with my friend Sharia. That she's so funny. She was like. She said that she was at a vigil and she was like, oh my God, this is so sad. That ass. That she was. I'm like, yes, yeah, Sharia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is being outraged is makes us a little horny too, I think. Being cooped up and outraged. Good recipe for being horny.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
completely.
We've got a lot of excess energy going on, I think, as on a whole.
Yeah, or like because I'm starved, I find like I'm putting on my best outfits to go grocery shopping because I just need the validation from groceries that I'm attractive. So I'm putting on like the best outfits.
Yeah.
Because the outside contact is so limited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because you never know when you see the grocery store.
I'm on like the other side of that where I'm like walking outside, not really giving a fuck about. The way I look, because it's like you can't even see like half of my face, so it's
mm-hmm.
like how it doesn't seem warranted to wear like a nice outfit with that, you know.
I get it. So mm-hmm. yes, no, I but I guess I am just mentally ill and I need the attention.
I get that.
I know. No stand up. Got to get attention from somewhere else.
Yeah. I found like for stand-up like making my roommates laugh is enough
right
validation. Yeah, filling that void.
Yeah, a new high that you can get from like casual conversation laughter.
Yes. Yes, yes, exactly. My roommates probably despise me because sometimes three times in a night they will hear me scream the same songs. I feel so bad. I understand if they like despise me.
They should feel so lucky that they get to listen to you for free when eventually they're going to have a whole Netflix subscription in order to see your musical comedy.
No, I think the first time they were like, oh, this is cool. But then, like, the 11th time of my corona, they're like, kill me now. This is not funny anymore. This is hack. I swear to God.
Well, what week of quarantine were you singing My Corona? I feel like that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Actually, that was before corona because I did a show about xenophobia that was surrounding corona, and I wrote a song like that about that. And then when virtual shows were coming up, I would just do that song. And yeah, it was just during the week. And I think they, like, the first couple of times are like, oh my god, yes, this is so great. And then now they're just like, oh my god, you're the worst version of Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, you feel that.
I
you
love
hate musical that. Comedy, don't you, Andrew?
Yeah. I hate every single part of it, yes.
Yeah, I get it.
I value Weird Al, so I've got a deep love for, you know, the musical comedy and parody makers.
I value Weird Al, too. My family loves him. So
I value
I like
that
him.
Guy.
Yeah.
I value that freak, you know?
Yeah, I value that freak.
Yeah. Were these your roommates prior to quarantine? Like, how new are these guys in your life?
Yes, they're my 1.5 years.
Okay.
I love my roommates. They're so... One of them works for Beyonce.
What?
And I know. Is Beyonce's manager's assistant?
No.
No, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah.
That's not a job someone has? What?
Yeah, I know. So, I think she's amazing.
Then
my other roommate works for Chobani, so he brings in yogurt for us to eat.
Are you getting any you get yogurt perks, and are you getting any Beyonce perks?
No Beyonce perks, unfortunately,
okay.
But the yogurt is enough.
Okay.
I mean, it's a wonderful environment, and sometimes we smoke hookah together.
Oh, you have a hookah.
Wait, does your roommate get any Beyonce perks? I'm sure... Something.
Oh yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, like, she's met Beyonce. She's met Jay, like, the whole crew, and like, she gets like free tickets. And like, you know, gets the whole gamut. I'm sure.
Oh my
I
god.
Love.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
What a lifestyle.
I know. It's like.
What does Beyonce need?
Wait, what?
What does Beyonce need? What can we give to Beyonce?
Okay. I know. Yeah. Exactly. What is I know. What does Beyonce need? That like a something that she has a personal chef that she. My roommate was talking about. So she does. I know it's isn't that goals, like, to have a personal chef?
Yeah, I want
to. Beyonce intelligent? Because there's a lot of theories suggesting that she's not intelligent. Does
oh my god!
Information.
The internet drags her for her interviews sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Sylvia. I mean, like, my roommate wouldn't. I think she is intelligent. Well, I mean, I could ask my roommate. I mean, I don't think she's definitely not Ryan Lochte, you know.
Mm.
But I feel, yeah, I should ask. I should ask.
Yeah.
Is Beyonce intelligent?
Yeah. I mean, like, she's a freaking entrepreneur and mogul. So I think, like,
I mean,
she
like, she's
a businesswoman.
If she were not intelligent, if she were not intelligent, she would, like, not be where she is. She has to. I mean, like,
Absolutely. People,
like, who, yeah. You have to handle your money and your business. You're like you're an entrepreneur.
She is personally a business, and like, I don't know. There was, you know, Kelly and Michelle did not reach the heights that she did, and that's got to be about something.
Yeah, yeah.
Although much
exactly.
love to Kelly and Michelle.
Yeah.
I don't want to drag
and
Michelle.
No, I love Kelly and Michelle.
Love Kelly and Michelle.
I listened to an interview recently where Beyonce was like, when we heard Michelle's voice, I thought it was a miracle. I just couldn't believe, and it warmed my heart. It's like, oh my god, yes, Michelle is so dragged online, but it's like this, she is like such an integral part of the group.
Absolutely. It's
yeah.
not Destiny's Child without the three.
Yeah,
Michelle.
Exactly.
Especially
yeah.
Michelle.
Yeah.
So in terms of dating, so you weren't really into anyone for 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, it was just because of, like, kind of trauma stuff
mm-hmm.
and, like, rape trauma stuff. I was, like, really trepidatious around dating and,
yeah.
like, doing other things. And I was afraid, like, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to, like, have feelings for someone. So for a while I was really trepidatious, or I would just get extremely drunk and go to a gay bar and not find anything meaningful. Mm-hmm. So this was like the first time I dated, and I was like, a part of me is like happy I can feel feelings again, but like, not that it worked out, but I didn't date for like many years.
I feel like dating is just so much quantity in a weird way, just like meeting so many people and having a lot of just like, well, 5 dates that were good, but like, because it's like past that mark where things start getting real, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
And I would go on. Yeah. And like going on dates, and I would go on so many dates and I'd feel guilty. It's like, why do I not feel anything for this person? What the fuck's wrong with me that I don't? But like, it's just, it takes time.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So I know you brought some receipts. I'm wondering what the first receipt is.
The first receipt is the guy that I'm talking about reached out to me because he saw like a show that I did. And then that was the receipt, and that's how it like began. And then we were back and forth. And then, well, like the first time we met, he was like, I would like to get coffee. And I was like, okay, is this a date or is this like someone who just like wants to grab coffee to talk about comedy stuff and how to get into comedy?
Yeah. Do you want to pull it up and then we can read it for the.
Yes. Yes.
Read it for the listeners.
Yeah.
New thing I'm saying, listeners. Do we hate it?
I like it.
Andrew?
I think it has wheels.
Yeah, Andrew? It definitely has wheels.
Okay.
Gays mimicking each other. I am. This is, okay, the first thing he said, this is, I'm sound like I'm gassing myself up like a fucking bitch, but he was like, that was the best show in New York City, drama, music, gay, fire. I was like, thank you so much, I appreciate it, thank you for coming to my show. And then the next receipt was, I'm sorry. I'm
holding. You're really not gassing yourself up though, because like, you are truly one of my favorite comedians.
Oh my God. That, I feel the same about you. You're hilarious. Thank you so much.
No, but anyone who's listening, if you aren't following Dylan on Instagram and Twitter, you're an idiot. And I would never say anything mean about you guys. I love you listeners, but you're dumb if you're not following Dylan.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. And there's the next receipt was I've been meaning to message you if you want to get coffee sometime. And I was like, yes, super down to get coffee. He actually told me, I thought it was a date.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, but then in retrospect, he was like, no, I just wanted to talk about comedy. I was like, oh, you fucking serious? Yes! So, but it's okay if he just wanted to talk about comedy. But then I think I messaged him asking if he wanted to go on another like date-like thing. And then he said yes. And then we went on date.
Okay.
And then, I think the last, the other receipt, this is him explaining why he ghosted me in the first place.
Okay.
Should I read that?
Yeah, let's read it.
Hey, Dylan, I hope you're doing okay. I know this is probably a weird thing to ask and I should have reached out sooner, but do you want to FaceTime sometime this week or weekend? I know I was god-awful at communicating once I went back to Connecticut and it wasn't fair. I'm very sorry. I got caught up in everything and receded, and that's not an excuse. And if you'd rather FaceTime, but I get it, please let me know. And this is like a really respectful text. It's so and great. It's like really, really great, nice, and it's a really respectful thing. And it's like, thank you for communicating that.
So. He's giving you an owl. That's so important.
Yeah, he's giving me an owl.
That's so great.
Yeah, that is good. Because sometimes you don't want it. Like, sometimes you don't want to have that conversation over FaceTime or over coffee or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But then it transformed into a Central Park date over
FaceTime? Exactly. And then, I think it just, like, came into the date and then it was like, oof, terrible ending. And now I'm like, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
But, should I read the other receipt?
Yeah. Let's have another one.
The other receipt is, this was The other receipt was like 3 months ago. I went on a queer tour in Providence, and I saw this really cute guy in the audience, and then afterwards he followed me.
Okay.
And then I was like kind of being bold. And, yeah, and I was
like literally oh, wait, like, what followed did you, say? You like followed you out of the venue or followed you on social media.
I thought you were just so in shock that he followed me, like literally. But
he,
no,
he literally
like,
followed you.
He followed me out of the theater, and I thought this is hot. You're persistent. No, just kidding. Like following.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, he just followed me on Instagram, and I followed him back, and I messaged him. Thank you for coming to the show. And there was a gay bar that kind of was like, if you want me and my friends, we're going to go to Ego, which is the gay bar if you're interested. And he was like, thanks for being funny. Thumbs up. Going to a dinner. So if I make it through without falling asleep, I'll see you there. So I was like, and so then we ended up messaging. And then he was like a little too tired to go. So he go, he's 30, he's a math teacher. Okay. And so he was like, if you want, instead, we can just grab drinks. And I was like, fuck yes. And so we grabbed drinks. Mm-hmm. And I was so nervous. I came already two Limeritas in.
Okay.
And I was like kind of a mess. I get it. Like he like I was a fucking mess. And then he drove
you,
me.
You keep on phrasing things. You said, sorry, this is so inappropriate. You said you came already.
Yeah,
I did. And I was like, oh my, wait, what? This went 0 to 100.
Oh my, Freud is doing a number. I'm sorry. Yes, I did come already drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, wow.
Important
okay.
to continue the phrase.
No, I have some repressed shit. I'm like, it's crazy, Freud. I was a mess, and then he drove me to the gay bar, and then we went to the gay bar, but then the next night, he texted me that he was at the gay bar. He was like, hey, do you want to, like, join me at the gay bar? What? But I had a terrible experience at the gay bar, and I was so tired. I was like, I'm sorry, like, I can't, but if you're ever in New York, hit me up.
Okay, so he's still a teacher in Providence to this day? Have you seen him again?
He's a teacher in Providence to this day to 8th grade math people. I think algebra is okay. What it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I liked him. I liked his vibes. He was like, he was giving like, you know, teacher, you know, studious vibes. And I was like, I'm feeling that. I like, so he shared one time like an Instagram video. Did you guys see that video of Laura Dern?
Yes.
About those.
Obsessed with that.
He shared that with me. He's like, this is hilarious. And so, I guess we're keeping up contact.
Okay.
But like, if it comes to New York, I'm like, I'm down to do a date.
Yes. I think you have to. And I love that he knows the constraints of how long you're in Providence for your tour and like was active about asking you out twice. I love that.
Yeah. He's a person who knows his geography and I'm happy for it.
Yes.
Oh my God. And algebra.
One in the same.
Every middle school subject, he's in it.
Yeah, get you a man who has geography and algebra chops.
He's the perfect substitute, honestly. Yeah.
He had cute substitute teacher vibes, you know.
I
like pushover
exciting.
Substitute teacher vibes.
Like maybe you'll watch a movie and it'll be fun. Like maybe class
exactly.
today is just a treat.
Like we'll put on a projector movie of like I don't know some historical documentary. And then he'll be like, I don't know how you usually do it in the class, but how I do it is we just do hand jobs. I don't know.
Yeah.
In class.
What was up with Ego? Ego has a very intense bar name.
Sounds just how it is. It's 18 and up, which is a problem.
Right. That's an issue.
It's an issue. It's just like, you know, your typical toxic gay bar scene. It's very like, it's super crowded mm-hmm. and like, it's just even like, it's dark and smoky, which is good at in some points. But I sometimes feel like triggered in like those spaces mm-hmm. and So I think I was like having a reaction, but I've heard stories about ego being just like, you go there, it's just like a mess.
Okay. So we don't recommend it if you're looking for a gay bar.
Yeah, it's the equivalent. Yeah, it's the equivalent of like therapy at Hell's Kitchen.
Okay, or just, I like therapy.
Exactly. You would, Jenny. You would like therapy.
Okay.
I get those vibes that you like therapy.
Okay, I do like therapy.
Would you also, therapy and industry you like, right?
I don't think I've been to industry.
It's essentially the same thing.
Okay, I like hardware and I like therapy.
Yes, okay. Okay?
I would like ego.
I guess you would like ego then.
Okay.
I guess you would like toxic gay spaces.
No, okay, I'm toxic and I would like it. Okay, good to know.
No, I guess what I describe as toxic is just what I don't like. I don't know. Maybe it's not toxic.
No. I think it's like deeper. I feel the same way about like certain spaces. I'm like, I don't actually want to go to like industry or therapy. It seems like a toxic environment. Can't actually explain why it's actually toxic, you know?
I can't explain it, but it just feels like it. I don't know. I'm more of a Rosemont queen.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. It's much, like a much Rosemont. More safe space. I like the same reason I like going to like lesbian bars, even though like I feel like problematic going because it's like there's not a lot of lesbian bars. But it's like, I've gone into lesbian bars.
Sure. Yeah. No, I get that feeling. And because I've gone to lesbian bars and I've got the hate glare and I'm like, no, I get it. Because I'm like, it's like another gay man taking up like the, but,
And I mean, but that's me in the gay bar too. Like, I'm just another annoying straight white gal in the gay bar.
One time at a gay, I mean, it's not particularly gay, but There are these girls who like I was dancing on the stage and they pushed me and my queer friends off the stage.
No.
Can you believe that? They like pushed us off the stage to dance.
Okay, cancel them.
I fell into a drink. Yeah, if I remember what I fell and knocked over like a bunch of glasses because I fell into the crowd because they pushed me off.
That sucks, Dylan. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I promise that when I go, I'm not going with a group of women. I go.
I go as the one straight girl.
Push the queers off of their stage.
I never would. It's not for me.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm obviously trying. I'm grappling a lot.
And just like, yeah.
Leave Kelly and Michelle at home.
Right. Yeah. I'm thinking a lot about how I take up space in spaces that I shouldn't be. So, you know, I'm thinking a lot about that right now.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Same.
It's good, though. It's really important to just be like.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's the work we're all doing, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this PBD teach, I'm like.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my. A wild thought is that, well, quarantine's happening for a while. New York City isn't quite New York City, so you could just like settle down in Providence if you want
to. Oh my God, I've thought about that, but I feel so bad because I'm like, if I were to settle down with someone and date someone, I'm just like, I like to take it slow sexually now, and I'm not like comfortable doing a lot of things. So I'm like, you can date me like 10 dates, but no touching. Mm. Or just like, or, I don't know. Like, that's why I want to put up a thirst trap, but I feel like it's just like, why would I put up a thirst trap if I don't really actually want to like fuck? I haven't fucked in a long time.
I don't think a thirst trap means that you want to fuck. I think a thirst trap can just be like celebrating your body and how hot you are.
Okay, I'm going to post a thirst trap now. Thank you for saying this.
Please.
Do you have one at your disposal?
I do. I have one that I haven't posted yet, but it's in, like, storage.
How long have you been sitting on it?
I've been sitting on it for, like, 6 months.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Will people be able to tell that it's in, like, an archive?
You know what? I don't think people will tell. Mm-hmm. People won't be able to tell. And I took it when... Yeah. People won't be able to tell.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And it's vintage.
I took it when
and
I was...
Just you will know that it's vintage.
Yeah. I took it when I was lugging my piano everywhere. So it's just like... I looked like slightly better there because I was lugging my piano. But it's weird because just one arm is super ripped and the other is like not. So it's, I have an uneven bod, but whatever. I have to take the opportunity when I can.
I think you should post it. I think.
Okay, I will.
It feels,
do you have a caption?
Yeah. Oh, good question.
Oh, for my sluts. No, I don't know.
I like that. That has legs.
Thank you. It has legs. to quote before.
Or wheels.
I don't even know what it would be. It would just be, I'd want to make it funny because I don't know. Do you guys have thirst traps? I'm just new to the thirst trap game.
I posted a bunch last summer. It was, and you know what? There's another high that you get from getting a lot of likes on a thirst trap. And nothing performs better on Instagram than a thirst trap. It's what it was designed for. So, I don't know.
Oh, you're so, it performs so much better than comedy. Thirst traps perform so much better than comedy.
They do. And like, I don't know. My opinion is, at some point, like, we are never going to be hotter than we are today. So we just need to take a lot.
Stop saying that.
No, I mean, like, I imagine that all of us are going to be extremely.
Ageist. No, I don't know.
All of us are going to be extremely sexy 80-year-olds, and I know that for us.
We are.
Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, I just, like, want to celebrate my body and how I look every day. Like, I think everyone should celebrate their body and how they look.
That's true.
Like, you know, I know it's definitely, like, it's not that easy in general for, like, there are a lot of people who can't feel or don't feel that confident. But I'm like, everyone's gorgeous, post it. Post that picture where you feel confident. You know?
Life is too short to not post it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about, like, not even, like, thirst traps, but, like, self-indulgent pictures on social media that I post, to explain that, especially, like, to my mom, I always feel weird, like, okay, like, what are my relatives going to think as they see this post on their feed? Does that ever, like, come up for you as you're posting
things? That comes
up
for me with comedy, though, because I posted one thing where it completely bombed on Instagram, but I covered Send in the Clowns, and instead of singing Send in the Clowns, I sang faggot faggy, faggot faggy, and I'm like in tears. I thought it was hilarious, but people did, and my mom saw that, and she texted me, and she was like, Dylan, are you okay? Are you in a dark place? Call me.
Yeah.
And so she thought I was in a really dark place. I was like, no, it was comedy. That was a terrible situation.
I've heard, like, Jeffrey's parents have made a comment before, like Jeffrey's dad,
on your thirst trap.
Not like they haven't physically commented on it, but like they've said out loud, like,
with you or to Jeffrey?
To Jeffrey.
Oh fuck, that's the worst.
But I mean, like, I live with them now. They've taken me in, and like, no, like, that's fine. They weren't, like, trying to shame me, but it's just like, they,
your boyfriend's dad said something about your hot thirst trap.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I can always, like, tell, like, when I, after, like, I post something on Instagram, like, when I talk to my mom next on the phone, she's like very blatant that she's like she wants to talk about it, you know. She's getting ready to talk about it, and she's like, so I saw your post, and she's like, What did the caption mean? And it's just, like, so many, like, follow-up questions. And she's just like, okay. I saw people comment on it, and they really seemed to enjoy it. And I'm just like, yeah, well, okay.
Well, yeah.
She's like, I'm just wondering if you could do lighting for mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to feel what you're feeling, so.
Yeah.
I know, it's like, ultimately, it's just not for our parents. That's just not who the thirst trap's for.
I don't want to fuck my mom.
No.
Yeah.
You don't know. <Yeah. laughs>
I don't know.
I think my mom's amazing. but yeah, no, it is not for the parents. But do you guys have, I have a grandmother who comments on literally everything, even the craziest comedy. She's like, oh, my handsome, adorable grandson, I'm so proud of you.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It's adorable.
I love that. I'm also proud of her for, like, being active on Instagram. Huge.
She's
for grandma.
So active on Instagram.
Cool. Would you say that she's a hot grandma? I'm just asking because, again, I'm
she is. My grandparents.
That was such a violent yes. Yes.
Yes.
She is a hot grandma.
And no one can tell me otherwise. I don't care what Reddit said. She's hot. No,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. Honestly, yeah. Dylan, the time has flown by.
The time has flown by.
This has been like an hour.
Oh, it's been God. An hour. I can't believe
it. What? And it's soaring. So I guess, like, the last thing I want to ask you is kind of what, like, how are you feeling about your dating life in general? Like, what are your hopes now? Yeah. Just, like, get it out there. Oh, man.
I think for dating-wise, what I would like is to, I want to feel feelings for someone. Mm-hmm. That's just something that I want. I want to, like, put up boundaries that feel important to me, like physical boundaries that, and just like even like other boundaries, be it like being okay with like saying no, and preferably this person will not be white. So yes. That's just, those are my three things.
Those are gorgeous goals. And I think you've got, yeah. You're going to get it.
Thank you. I agree. I think I will.
I mean, next, I'm just like excited to hear about next protest or rally. Like,
oh man, if I find a new person at a home, oh, that's hot.
I know, perfect story.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm sorry about the 5-date ghoster into Central Park.
Oh, you know, it's okay. I wish the best, and it happens. Like, you know, it just sometimes. Well, you hurt some, and then some hurt you sometimes. So it's like you break some hearts in other people. So it's just like it's all in the game of love. By Michelle Branch. So it just happens. So yeah.
Wow, I love that.
Totally.
Really, that's it. Yeah. So thank you, everyone who's been listening. This was Receipts. I'm Jenny. Of course, we have our producer as well.
Andrew. Yay. Hello.
We're here, and if you had fun listening, you can leave us a review on iTunes. Also, follow us on Instagram at ReceiptsPod, and please follow Dylan. Dylan, your social media handles are
Instagram at DylanAdler_ and Twitter at DylanAdler6. And definitely rate and review the pod; it's amazing. I left a great review.
Oh, recently. So nice. Okay, so yeah. Thank you so much, guys. This was Receipts.